And Heavenly Father, as we close our Advent series, in a moment to wait for Christ, now we are about to hear the birth of Jesus Christ tonight. Lord, we don't know how many times we heard the birth of Jesus Christ from the pulpit, from our Bible studies, from our own Bible reading schedules. But whenever we read this particular part, we are moved by your Holy Spirit, and we felt that this is great to know that Jesus Christ came to the world to save us from our sins. So Lord, tonight, would you please help us to understand your scripture, and also bless me as I'm going to open and read the scripture, and we ask your presence and bless my lips so that I can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So all the people here tonight will be in your presence, will be experiencing your peace and hope and love in Christ. We pray your Son in Jesus Christ. Amen. Matthew chapter 1, 18 through 25. This is the word of God. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with a child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife. For that which is conceived in her from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up asleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the word of God. As I already mentioned, Matthew 1, verse 18 to 25, our text is famous verses. And verse 18 begins with clearly mentioning the birth of Jesus Christ, similar to Luke chapter 1, 26 to 38. Now, Matthew begins his gospel in chapter 1 and verse 1, the same beginning. He says, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ. So we know that this is all about Jesus Christ. From the beginning of the book of Matthew, we know that Matthew's intention of his writing about to speak about Jesus Christ, to proclaim about Jesus Christ. And he proves the fulfillment of God's promises in the Old Testament. So that's why he's saying genealogy and everything about Jesus Christ. That's why he begins with Abraham in Matthew chapter 1, whom God had called and elected. And then also Matthew goes in very detail in here to proclaim God's promises throughout generations, God's promise, which is the Messiah. Now, while Luke has focused on Mary, if you read Luke is telling us about Mary and she's pregnant. Here, Matthew tells us about a story from Joseph's point of view. That's our text. So verse 18 briefly tells about what happened to Mary, and then move on to Joseph's reaction follows. Now, we read that verse 18, Mary was engaged to Joseph, like Luke chapter 1, verse 27. That's very special. In Jewish law, girls could be engaged when they were between 12 and 15 years old. So we assume that Mary was between these ages, maybe 15, a little bit later. So we could imagine that Mary was a very young lady in our modern terms. She was a teen girl. Now, we need to understand why Mary did not live or stay with Joseph at the time. According to their tradition and marriage law, the bride lived with her father until the groom had completed his requirements to take the girl as his wife. So something is going on here right now. And then some cases, a bride could live with the groom right after their engagement. But yet it seems right now in our text to be that Mary stayed at her house, father's house, after engaging with Joseph. And now a big trouble came to Joseph. He found out that Mary was pregnant. It's serious. Now, our text tells us that Mary was pregnant. It's an interesting word, from the Holy Spirit. In Greek text, I look at the Greek text, it says from, not by. So here, Matthew clearly says to us and proves that Mary's pregnant was a miracle. It's not by human will or human's plan, but it's a miracle. Because as the Holy Spirit came upon the prophets and peoples in the Old Testament, as the Holy Spirit was the source of their power and their proclamation in the Old Testament, Matthew here says that the Holy Spirit did something to Mary. The Holy Spirit did the most wondrous act to the Mary's womb. That's what happened in verse 18. So the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, she is pregnant. That's what the text says. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son. That's Isaiah chapter 7 and 14. We already looked at that text 2 weeks ago, I think 3 weeks ago. It happened as already studied in Isaiah. We know that it means you know, God's fulfilling his promises from the Old Testament here happening in Matthew. But we understand that. Oh, she's pregnant because based on Isaiah and God's prophecy there. But here, think about Joseph. He did not know anything about what happened to Mary. That's a big trouble. Now, verse 19 tells about Joseph and how he reacted and his characters. Now, if a man in that time find out his fiancée was pregnant before the real marriage, living together, nothing would remain in his heart but anger. Now, according to the law, in order to bring justice in that case, in this case, the woman needs to be brought out to the court, before the court. Now, oftentimes the woman could be punished as an adulteress. That means she would be stoned to death. That's obvious. So, Mary's in big trouble. Mary definitely knew the law, and she knew that she would get stoned to death. But interesting thing is that when you look at Luke chapter 1:38, this is what Mary said. Behold, I am the servant, after meeting with the angel, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. So these two people, Mary and Joseph, they are weird people. Something happened to this young lady. Mary said, okay, I am your servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. I'm not afraid of dying. But what about Joseph here? Is he going to bring her to the court? But our text says something different. Our text clearly says that he was a just man. Now we're going to dig into that, the meaning of that, a just man. That means upright. That means fair before God. It tells about the status according to the, with the highest standards. That Greek term is, when you use a just word, the word just, that means according to with a high standard, which is the law of God, God's law. So that means Joseph knew the teaching of the law, and he lived according to the law. That's why the Bible describes him as a just man. So our question is, what's the next? A just man got into big, serious trouble in his life. He had to bring justice. He found out that Mary was pregnant. So So he had to practice his faith. Although they did not live together yet, Joseph had the right to be with Mary, not somebody else. Now, although they didn't live together yet, Mary had her responsibility to make her body pure and holy before God. But everything went wrong. The story goes crazy. She was pregnant. It was a great shame to Joseph. There would be many choices for Joseph. He could bring Mary to the court to find out the truth. I read a couple of books. Maybe at that time it happened to a lady. They brought their fiancés to the court to find out what happened to her. He could investigate to find the other man who did all this horrible thing to her. But since, interesting, since he was described as a just man in our text, something is different. You know, we see why Matthew describes him as a just man in verse 19. And after saying a just man, by looking at all these horrible things happening to him, to her, in verse 19, Matthew expresses unwilling to put her to shame. Now here's the thinking of Mary. And resolved to divorce her quietly in verse 19. Let's think about this way, different way. Now he was disgraced by Mary's action. And Mary brought him shame. So he didn't want to, when Mary brought him a disgrace, he had to bring something, but he didn't want to bring disgrace back to her. And that's what the meaning is, unwilling to put her to shame. He didn't want to bring disgrace to her. That's the original meaning. He did not want to humiliate this young lady. Now think about this way too. He was offended by Mary's action. But he did not want to offend Mary. He was unfairly treated by Mary. But here, he is about to show his compassion and love for Mary. He didn't want to put her to shame. His focus was not his own right as the husband of Mary. He was not furious. He was not enraged against her action, but rather he showed here at this moment his kindness and mercy to Mary. That's why the Bible describes him as a just man. So his decision was, his thinking process was, he decided to quietly divorce her. Now, according to Jewish law, a man could make a divorce statement. Just write it down, a statement, and give it to the bride in the presence of a few people to protect her. That's the law, Numbers 5, verses 11 to 31. It's all about divorce and the paper, divorce statement. So in that way, he could save Mary's life and he could let her go. And he will forget about that. That's all his plans. I'm going to forget about her and there is no more shame. And I'm going to go quietly. And in our text, it says, our ESV doesn't say that, but in Greek text it says two times plan and plan. His plan, not plan to disgrace, and not plan to bring her shame, and his plan to quietly divorce. That's the original language that says. That's what happened to Joseph. Now, let's think about it. What happened to God? What's about God's plan at this moment? In verse 20, God stopped Joseph's plan. And he thought about lots of things. Okay, I'm going to go quietly and let it go. And then God stopped his plans in verse 20. But as he considered these things, thinking about them, now, seriously, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, Do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for what which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit is letting him know what happened to her. Same verse, from the Holy Spirit. The messenger of God, an angel, appeared in Joseph's dream. And we should not miss what Matthew wanted to say about Joseph. Now here in verse 20, as he considered. Now Joseph was in deep thought about his case and about Mary, thinking carefully about Mary. And he was about to move on based on his decision. And the word considers means he already made up his decision. Yet, the next word is so powerful to interrupt his decision. The Bible uses, Matthew said, behold. That's an interesting moment. If somebody has made up his decision already, but it's all of a sudden, behold. The word behold is untranslatable into English. That's an interesting word. Also, this is Matthew's favorite word to draw people's attention. The meaning is, look this. See, don't miss this part. What happened to Joseph right now? In the middle of Joseph's agony and he's struggling, an angel appeared to bring God's word to Joseph. Now, the story of an angelic visitation, we found many stories from the Old Testament. Now, angels appear to man in the Old Testament in order to deliver the Word of God. That's why Matthew used, because angel is coming from God, behold, get ready to listen the Word of God. What the angel said to Joseph was profounding as well. Now, basically, three things should be considered tonight. The first one, the angel called him Joseph, son of David. Now, calling Joseph as a son of David is very important in Jewish culture. The name David reminds them of God's promise in the Old Testament, God's kingdom. And also God promised to send the Messiah through the line of the David. So God is reminding Joseph right now, hey, son of David, do you remember what I promised? The second, this verse, the angel commanded Joseph to take Mary as his wife. Do not fear to take Mary as your wife. That's the second order. Taking Mary as his wife is actually against Joseph's plans. He has two plans. Do not bring shame to her, and then go, let's go quietly. Although Joseph had plans to take, he had many plans in his brain. Now here, behold, God changed his plans. And God revealed his plans to Joseph. That's why it's happening. And the third one we're going to consider. The angel explained what happened to Mary. Now Joseph was able to understand. If the angel did not mention about the cause of Mary's pregnancy, now more troubles would come to Joseph's heart. Okay, I don't want this. The angel said that. What am I supposed to do? But here, the angel told him about everything about what happened to Mary and about the baby. Mary is basically pregnant, not by human's will and plan, but the Holy Spirit, his mighty work, mighty presence upon Mary's life. Not like a human thinking of pregnancy, but the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit performed many miracles for his people in the Old Testament. So the angel is telling him, Joseph, is this is not what you think. This is what God is working in the life of Mary. Now the angel tells more about Mary and the baby in verse 21 in his dream. Verse 21, now she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. The baby's name is Jesus. That means he will save people. And the same name is found in Joshua. The baby's name should be Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. It's very clear. The baby is not just a baby, the angel said, but he will be the savior of the world. Now, this verse reminds the people in the old, in the first century, reminds them of Psalm 130 in verse 8. It says, he, when them is Messiah, he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. So the angel is repeating this Psalm 130 verse 8 to Joseph. And verse 20 is a theme of Matthew's story of the birth of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to the world to redeem the people and his people. Jesus Christ came to the world to save us from our sins. Now here Matthew's theology, sins are not just erasing, but sins are forgiven by only one person, that is Jesus Christ. He is telling that story throughout the book of Matthew in chapter 9 and 12 and 26. You will see another words from him. So here angel declares that Jesus Christ came to the world to forgive our sins. Jesus Christ came to the world to give his life as a ransom for sinners, for his people, for you and me. And he died on the cross for our horrible sins before God. And it reminds us of Romans chapter 8. No more condemnation because Jesus died for those who are in Christ Jesus. And as Romans chapter 5 and 1. Now because of his death and his sacrifice, we have a peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus Christ came. We have peace with God. Romans chapter 5 verse 2. Through him we have also obtained an access by faith into his grace in which we stand. Basically, we are now standing in front of God because of Jesus Christ. That's why he came. Reminding Joseph, he has to come to save the world. So, the Mary's pregnancy was not a normal one, but it is a special one. The supernatural power with the baby to carry God's redemptive plan. So I'm sure that Joseph was able to understand God's plan at this moment. And an angel said to him, therefore, do not fear to take Mary as your wife. But do not carry your plans. She will bear a son, and he will save people from their sins. And Jesus Christ will remove our sins, and Jesus Christ will renew us. That's basically what the angel said to Joseph. Now, then what happened to him? As we already look at, Joseph was a just man. And in our text, it tells us that he completed what the angel said. He obeyed God. Verse 20 and 25. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Now, let's look at this text as a whole. And then let's apply this text to us. When we look back this year, 2015, we get through so many things. Ups and downs and some good things and bad things and issues. And sometimes we doubt God's plan for us. What's going to happen to us? We are not sure, and we are wondering about his promise. Sometimes we cry and pray like David, Psalm chapter 1 and verse 1, chapter 10 and verse 1. This is interesting. Why, O Lord, do you stand far away? Where are you? What is your plan for us? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? The same thing happened to Judah when they lost their king and then when they lost their nation. This is their prayer. Why, O Lord, do you stand far away? Where is our nation? Where is our king? Who is going to lead us? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? Who's going to save us? Who's going to help us? And Isaiah chapter 7 is about that. And verse 14, same thing like a Matthew. In that situation, behold, like a Matthew, so many plans. I'm going to carry this secretly. I'm not going to bring shame to her. Okay, let's finish. Then at that moment, exactly Isaiah chapter 7, when the Israelites had lots of troubles, behold, God's answer is, the virgin shall conceive or bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Jesus Christ is our answer. 2,000 years ago, he came to the world in human form to save people, to redeem the world. Now, based on Isaiah chapter 7 and 14, he is now with us right now. That's God's promise. In the middle of distrust and trouble, and sometimes maybe hopelessness, nothing is sure about our future, then what human beings do is making lots of plans. That's what I do. When I'm not sure about, you know, a few days later, a few years later, I'm working on my plans. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. And when I look at this text, that is wrong. We should not carry out our plans. Now here, behold, don't miss it. And now our text says, Jesus is with us. He was born. He brought justice and peace, love to the world. Therefore, as Joseph did, bring ourselves to the Word of God. Just follow God's teaching and bring ourselves to Jesus Christ again. And as we are closing our, you know, year in December 2015, we have to think about that. We have to trust God more and obey His Word, obey Him, because His name is Jesus Christ. From Joseph's life, we briefly look at our lives as well. Sometimes we are not sure about our future, but God has His plan. God's plan is great, and God's plan is Jesus Christ. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this short verses from Matthew. And if we were Joseph at the time, we don't know what we could do. But we have learned that what Joseph did. Lord, would you please bless us as we are closing this year and thinking of 2015 and preparing for 2016. Lord, would you please help us to remember Jesus Christ came and He is with us. And that could be your answer to us. We pray your Son in Jesus' name. Amen.